Hi, this is Jim with Sid. Welcome to the latest Outsports podcast, broadcasting March 27th, 2013, on the heels of 2 days at the Supreme Court discussing same-sex marriage. The Prop 8 case yesterday, and this morning they wrapped up the Defense of Marriage Act case.
In watching the plaintiff in the DOMA case, this 80-year-old woman who you just can't watching her say, "Yeah, I think that's a good idea." Like this woman who lived with her partner all her life, and partner died, and it's like, oh man.
Yeah, she comes across as a typical New Yorker too, with the accent. She's really classic.
I love that. She was trying to ask her question. She's like, "What? What? I can't hear."
So we talked about that last week, our predictions, and of course we say you can never predict with the Supreme Court, the base, no matter what you think of the oral arguments, because they often can surprise you. But sort of all tied into that, and this has been sort of the gay week in America, and kind of been the gay year in sports. There was a report out of CBSSports.com by their NFL writer Mike Freeman, and I'll read the three paragraphs that are key. Based on interviews over the past several weeks with current and former players, I'm told that a current gay NFL player is strongly considering coming out publicly within the next few months, and after doing so, the player will attempt to resume his career. I'm told this player feels the time is now for someone to take this step, despite homophobic remarks from San Francisco 49ers defensive back Chris Culliver, etc. This player's true concerns, I'm told, is not the reaction inside a locker room, but outside of it, the player fears he will suffer serious harm from homophobic fans, and that this is the only thing preventing him from coming out. My sources will not say who this alleged player is. Now, Mike Freeman has been writing about this issue for 10 years. He had a book a decade ago where he had a chapter based on what he said was an anonymous NFL player. We've been on panels with him. I find him a credible person. I don't think he's simply making this up. Whether or not there's actually any truth to this person being close to it is another story. But I wrote about it just because I think he's someone that has been very interested in this. And Sid, we did a poll, a lot of reaction to the poll, and we said what would be the biggest hurdle to overcome. And media scrutiny, twice as many responses as reaction from his teammates, fan reaction, and at the bottom, a reaction from opposing teammates. What is your take on the story, people's views, and the obstacles, if any, a player would face?
Well, it's funny because when you put this up, and I saw the poll, I asked, can I go in and add none of the above? Because I still maintain that there's going to be almost no problem whatsoever for this athlete. And people always say, oh, that's impossible. Have you been to internet discussion boards? Internet discussion boards will trash Barack Obama if he cures cancer. So, I mean, those aren't reasonable people with reasonable reactions, right? So I just don't think any of these things are going to be a problem. But it's interesting that people think media scrutiny is, and I understand where that comes from, because on the one hand, the media attacks homophobes and supports gay people. But on the flip side, the media is the one that is continually pushing this idea of how homophobic sports are in the face of overwhelming evidence. And you know, they keep, every time you bring something up about polls, well, then the poll is wrong and people lie. Well, how about the 30 NFL athletes I've talked to? Well, they all lie to you because they know you're gay. Like, no matter what you do with the media, they'll continue to find a reason to hold on to their, it's horribly homophobic in the locker room. So I understand where they're coming from.
Well, I see the media scrutiny in a different light, not that it'll be negative, but that it'll be so overwhelming that the athlete may say, do I really want to have to face this gauntlet of questions after questions and be known as the gay athlete? Every media outlet in the world is going to want an interview, and that includes the likes of Ellen and the talk shows, and every LGBT group under the sun is going to try to get this person as their spokesman. And so that's where I, in my head, when I hear of media scrutiny, it isn't so much, oh, I think this is a bad thing or it couldn't happen. It's like, oy, you know, I don't want to have to run the gauntlet and be known as the gay NFL player for the rest of my career. That's what I think. That's what I think is holding some people back, that they do look at that and say, well, I'm going to have to deal with that. That said, I think coming out in the off season would be by far the best time to do it, because the media also gets bored pretty quickly. and they'll move on to the next big shiny object. So, yes, if this player comes out now, it'll be huge. By the time training camp comes, it'll still be big because he's going to be going through for the first time. But at a certain point, people are going to simply say, okay, we've dealt with that and move on.
Well, this idea of an athlete coming out in the next few months, I don't find that credible because, I mean, for me, if I was suggesting, talking to somebody, advising them on whether they should come out, my number one piece of advice would be timing. Mm-hmm. And for me, I was talking to Wade Davis about this last night. We both kind of agreed about February 20th would be the best time, 2 weeks after the Super Bowl, a week before free agency. It lasts for a week, and once free agency starts, that's what people are talking about. They're talking about who's moving in the NFL. So it's 1 week, it's 6 months before the season starts again. You're starting to get into almost April and the draft, and then the closer you get to the season, the bigger problem it's going to be for somebody to come out. So, I mean, certainly not in baseball, nobody's going to come out. Basketball and hockey, that's going to be a couple more months. And the window is closing on an NFL player to do it this year.
Yeah, I agree. So, it's already April, and sort of do it, it's going to be tight. And again, the story says, strongly considering. Well, we've heard for years about guys who are strongly considering and nothing ever happens. There was a big – remember the NBA guy, I think it was 2 or 3 years ago? We got all this, oh, my God, an NBA guy's about ready to come out, and ESPN's on it, and kind of nothing happened.
Well, and there's a famous Olympic runner who was set to come out in 1984. And
along with Greg Louganis, who came out, but Louganis didn't come out until after the Olympics. I mean, the next Olympics.
Right, yeah, exactly. Yeah. So, yeah, this it's funny. Somebody's asking me, I'm sure you two, we got lots of questions about this. And my response was, I've heard this a dozen times before. And I'm sure I'll hear it a dozen times again before it actually happens.
What's interesting is that it is just a story that people are lusting over because we have gotten a ton of, traffic from it.
Yeah.
And I just think it's that fascination with this idea and, the guessing game and what's going to be the problem. And, people are simply fascinated by it, which I think sort of points up the idea of the media scrutiny, that it will be an enormous story, especially if an NFL guy does it.
Yeah.
And especially if it's somebody people have heard of at least somewhat. Oh, God, I've heard of him,
We talk about, the first pro athlete to come out. If it's Major League Soccer, is that really the first pro athlete? I mean, what if it's the NHL?
Mm-hmm.
Is it really these sports, while they're great and there's great athletes and they have some hardcore fans, they just don't have the gravitas that NBA and Major League Baseball and NFL have from coast to coast, from Canada to Mexico in our country. So I just wonder, if a Major League Soccer – Robbie Rogers goes back to Major League Soccer and plays, I just think that will be a big yawn. Whatever.
Yeah, I agree. I do think it's the sports in ranking, if I had to rank it, I'd say the NFL by far, NBA and baseball probably on the same par, and hockey would be number three – or number – tied for sort of fourth, basically.
Yeah.
Doesn't mean it would get no attention, but not nearly attention. Again, although a lot of it is, unless it's a guy we've all heard of.
A big name, right.
LeBron James comes out, okay, well, that's the world ends. But, but if it's just somebody, it's like, remember when John Amici came out, a lot of people saying, who, after he came out to retire, a lot of people had not heard of him.
Right.
And so we haven't had the big name that everybody goes, oh, God, I've heard of that guy, or, he's on.
But what's interesting is nobody had heard of Wade Davis.
Mm-hmm.
And that story was huge.
Well, and again, it's because it's the NFL. I'm convinced of that.
Yes.
People have heard of the Tennessee Titans. They haven't heard of the Nashville Predators and the NHL. Probably even people don't even know there's a team in Nashville. As far as I'm concerned, is there a team? Or do they? I mean, I'm already thinking, I think there's still a team in Nashville. I mean, I'm not being funny. It's like people would say, who? What was also interesting is that the thing that this player allegedly is most concerned about are fans, is something I just don't see being an issue.
10% of NFL fans won't like it one bit. And probably another maybe 10%, maybe even 20% will be like, I don't know what to think, and they'll get over it immediately. And the other 70 to 90% are going to be like, great, let's go, let's play. Though the opposing fans, you know, I mean, people say, oh, you know, they're gonna call the athlete faggot or whatever when they're at. They do that anyway. The horrible things that they call people, like when Kai Alps came out, I said, are you afraid of them calling you a man? And Kai said, they already do, so what do I care?
And I also think that's another thing. If players are being abused by opposing fans, you may have some of those opposing fans who don't like the stuff the fans are saying.
Absolutely.
You know, that if they're throwing the faggot word around, like maybe some people say, shut up. I don't care if he's on the opposing team. So I think some of it's going to be regulated. Like imagine if, you know, someone was against a Jewish player or a Latino player and they start throwing slurs around. You're not going to have fans of that team saying, oh, yeah, go get him because he's the enemy. But I'm wondering.
Allegedly, but again, this was the report from a journalist. And I think most journalists will say the fans are going to be the problem because the journalists don't think they're the problem.
Uh-huh.
And the fans think the journalists are the problem because they're not the problem.
And the thing that came in least was reaction from opposing teammates, which, based on what players have told us, they just don't hear that kind of stuff on the field. You know, they hear, you know, there's a lot of violence going on, but they generally don't hear Connor Barwin told us he doesn't hear faggot. He doesn't thrown around on the field. And these days it was thrown on with all the mics, the guy would get in trouble for saying it.
Well, yeah, and, I mean, Michael Irvin told me he never even heard it in the late 90s.
Well, exactly. If an opposing team did go after a guy, his teammates would rally around him so fast because of the brotherhood issue, you know.
The league would rally. I mean, the media would, God help. I mean, if you're a running back, you should almost come out as gay because I think some of the guys would be a little afraid. If they knock you out, the media scrutiny,
I mean, I like to say it's a little crude, but I say these players would think, well, he may be a faggot, but he's our faggot. You know, like, you don't attack my teammate or you don't. And so I think the opposing teammates thing is less of an issue. But I think it continues to point out the fascination people have with this subject. I mean, it's and how big it is going to be. Well, Robbie Rogers got a lot of attention for, you know, a few days, and he's not playing anymore. So I do think a Major League Soccer player would get attention just because he'd be the first, but the level of an NFL thing would just be, you know, on top of the charts. And someone wrote me and said, would Manti Te'o be it? I said, no. Even if he is gay, which I don't know he is, he's pretty much already closed the door on that. So he's not going to be the guy. And I did say, well, fantasy-wise, well, you know, Brady Quinn, Eric Decker, you know, the people that I would wish would anyway, that's all the speculating we have time for, but we'll talk to you next week.